It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us over the phone today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. And Sheriff Wood, it's been far too long since you and I have had a conversation. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time today. Thank you.
Jordan, I've missed hanging out with you, my friend. You're wise beyond your years, and I enjoy these conversations.
Oh, I definitely appreciate the compliment. I know you haven't been coming into the studio due to the COVID-19 pandemic,
which is
totally understandable. And Sheriff Wood, I know that around this time of the year, things start really amping up for you because it's that time that kids are going to be back in school, and maybe we become accustomed to not really seeing kids out and about, especially with really school ending kind of March, right? The kids weren't really out at the bus stops or anything, but going all the way back to March, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while, and they're getting ready to kick back off, and it's coming up on the 19th, so there'll be kids standing on the sides of the road for the morning school bus and then the afternoon drop-off. I just want to make people aware. And then, of course, you know, you have your walkers and your bike riders and all those kids that are headed to school. And you know, Jordan, you and I were talking off the air. This year is going to be unique because there's also a fair number of kids that are homeschooling this year, so they'll be around at all times of the day. So, yeah, I just want to get the motoring public aware that getting ready to kick back off and it's time to start looking for those kids because they're not going to be looking for you.
No, I mean, that's something that I think if you talk to 10 people, 9 would say you got to pay attention when you come up across a bus stop because typically it's early in the morning. Kids got that energy. They're excited. And, well, they don't make the best decisions, right, early on in the morning.
No, and they're young and invincible, and they don't think about things. And, you know, they might see their buddy across the street, decide to run across to go say hello to them or be chasing a ball, or there could be anything that could happen that would distract them. So if you're not watching out for them, they just typically aren't looking for you. And so I like to get people aware. And you know, this time of year, at about the time the kids are at the bus stop, the sun's coming up a lot of times, and it's so you got limited visibility, and just probably a good idea just to slow down a little bit and just extra cautious.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point with the sun popping up. Sheriff Wood, around this time, what do you kind of talk to your force about as far as some of the things that maybe need to change or maybe need a little bit more attention to detail? I mean, does anything change for you guys around this time of the year?
It does. So we start identifying, we're doing it right now, in fact. We're identifying those areas that we believe will have the highest volume of foot traffic and the motoring public as well. And so we're looking for those areas. We've been doing some radar stuff to kind of get an idea of which areas are commonly, it's easy to speed in. So we're moving our little speed trailer around right now to some of those areas. And all it does is it just simply alerts a driver that this is your speed. So it makes them aware that, you know, they're in maybe a 35 zone and they're driving 45, you know. Just to kind of get them thinking about that now ahead of time. And then we try not to be too heavy-handed. We want to get the job done at the least intrusive level that we can. So we'll start off with probably in some of those areas a lot of warnings, a lot of visibility just to be seen and kind of get people aware that we're working on things. But if you're a habitual speeder and we've dealt with you before, then you can expect to get a ticket.
It's pretty simple, right? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And, you know, we're not trying to ruin anybody's day. We just want to make sure everybody's safe. And we do get a lot of complaints. With this COVID stuff, the main complaints that we've had is speeders, kids riding ATVs, UTVs, and dirt bikes, and neighbors' pets. And I kind of attribute that to people being sheltered in place a lot, being home a lot, and a little bit pent up, so to speak, and less tolerant of their neighbor than they normally would be. And, you know, now's the time more than ever to have good neighbors. You have to be that good neighbor. Now's the time more than ever to be a little more tolerant of things, and especially with the kids. They've been out of school since March, so...
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. I mean, you point out pets. I mean, obviously, if you're at home, you're going to see neighbors' pets maybe roaming your front yard a little bit more. I've seen that. I've seen an increase in that. But you talk about the kids riding some of these vehicles, I guess is what you could call them, out on the streets. How do you address that as Carbon County Sheriff?
So for the most part, we're pretty tolerant of the kids if they're being safe. If they're not riding, you know, erratically, if they're doing it at a nominal pace, if they're wearing their helmet and their protective gear, and if they're going to a trail. We don't want them riding up and down the street just to ride up and down the street. They are allowed to go to a trailhead. They're allowed to go to a gas station. And so if they're doing things like that, we're pretty tolerant of them. We do contact them when we get complaints and let them know, hey, the neighbors have complained. Tone it down a little bit. And you know, some of these off-road vehicles are quite loud, and I think that annoys a lot of people. So if they idle them down a little bit and be a little more respectful of the neighborhood, our theory is if they're respectful of the neighborhood will be respectful of them. And same with them. If we have a lot of issue with kids, then we go find their parents and talk to their parents and basically let them know, look, we're tolerant and we understand, but we can't allow this if it's going to be a problem for the neighborhood.
Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood, our guest right now. Sheriff, before I let you go, I'll go ahead and give you the microphone and let you give any message that you would like to parents, drivers, and, of course, students returning to school next week.
You know, I just, again, want to remind everybody just be a little bit tolerant of the COVID restrictions. I know a lot of people are a little bit annoyed by having to wear masks and all that stuff. Be a little tolerant of that. We've got sports coming up that we're fortunate enough to have this year, and that's going to be one of the requirements, is that the fans wear a mask. And, you know, we wear the mask so they can wear their uniforms, and I think it's a small price to pay to let the kids play. So be tolerant of that, and then, yeah, just be aware. The 19th is the first day of school, so everyone be on the alert. The kids are going to be out in force headed to school, and they haven't been doing it for quite a few months, so they're going to be a little rusty. We got to be on our toes.
Sheriff Wood, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you again for taking out the time today to answer a few questions. I appreciate it.
Jordan, you're the man. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.